In front of the U.S. District Courthouse, journalists were jammed behind police barricades, trying to shield their microphones from the gusting wind while running to catch up with whoever left the building. Courtroom artist Margaret Small came out holding her sketch pad. You can see her drawing of Johar Tsarnaev on WBUR's website.
This is the look on his face, just kind of clueless about what was going on, like a look of bewilderment. I didn't see an attitude in his face. You know when you see an attitude.
That attitude, how Tsarnaev looked, will be debated and discussed in the coming days and months. Some in the courtroom say he appeared nervous. He kept rubbing his chin. Others say he looked bored, nonchalant, even as he heard the court charge him with the killing of four people, including MIT officer Sean Collier. John DeFava, the chief of police at MIT, was there when Tsarnaev pleaded not guilty to murder.
I didn't see the remorse or the fear or the nervousness that I thought I would in somebody in his situation.
A reporter asked Peter Brown, uncle of two brothers who each lost a leg in the marathon bombings, whether he thought Tsarnaev looked smug.
It appeared that he gave what I would describe as a smirk. And he never looked at us. I didn't have any emotion. It was exactly what I expected to see of him, to be honest with you. I didn't expect to see anything else.
Karina Figueroa came from New York City to see Tsarnaev in the courtroom. Figueroa says she met him once in Manhattan back in November. They had a brief conversation. She says he looks innocent.
If he's guilty of anything, he's guilty of being a 19-year-old college kid who's just a party guy. He just loves to party, and that's it. I mean, that's what usual college kids do. They party. I just don't see anything, any evidence that points that they're guilty.
Federal prosecutors will begin presenting their evidence against Johar Tsarnaev on September 23rd. His defense attorneys expect the trial to last 3 or 4 months. And as the crowd in front of the federal district courthouse began to thin, a white van sped off, taking Johar Tsarnaev back to prison. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
In the next hour of Morning Edition, we'll report on the two congressional hearings yesterday into the Boston Marathon bombings.